It's the All Songs Considered Plus One podcast. Be there.
It is, in fact, the All Songs Considered Plus One podcast. Today, our Halloween podcast. And Martin Atkins is going to bring you a haunted house tale that, for any musician, is even more frightening than a haunted house.
Haunted House. The large house at the end of the block stands like a challenge to me and sticks in my mouth like a bad tooth demanding attention from the end of my tongue. There are stories about this house passed down from one group of kids to the next, and rumors, always rumors. Never mind, I walk through the gate, rusty at the hinges and at an angle, and I step up to the front door of this old Victorian. The floor creaks. A sign says, "Do not knock." No solicitors. And my favorite, "Never mind the dog, beware of the owner." I ring the bell, half expecting an electric shock as I do so. Nothing. I try again. Nothing. So like a B-movie contract player, I have to grab the medieval-looking reproduction sanctuary knocker. It creaks as I pull back and pound on the door. Still nothing from inside, but the door creaks open. I walk past the grandfather clock that sits guard in the hallway, keeping the house on track with chimes on the half hour and more chimes on the hour, the tick-tock providing an interesting polyrhythmic counterpoint to my heartbeat, which seems louder and louder inside my ears. A small table to the left has a few pieces of long-neglected mail addressed to jointly and severally. The staircase is in front of me, almost an optical illusion, it seems, as it stretches what seems to be five stories up. There's a door. I can see it at the top. It looks like it might be bolted shut, but I know I need to be in that room. I start to climb. The clock chimes behind me, and I almost fall down the stairs, but hang on to the dusty rail. The steps creak like the bones of an old night watchman getting ready for another shift. They're steep, and after one flight, I'm breathless, but I know I have to make it to the top. Something very important is in that room. A door to the left is locked. A beautiful woman is in one of the bedrooms to the side. As the door opens, I smell perfume and warm air from the flickering logs in the fireplace behind her, and the coziness wraps around me. She opens the door further and shows a stocking thigh outside of her red Chinese robe, and I see wine open behind her on the small table. We lock eyes. She raises an eyebrow as an invitation. I take the offered glass of thick red wine. I climb again, the pounding of my heart louder in my ears, my breathing labored. The warmth from the fire in the bedroom disappeared as the woman closes the door. I start back up to the third floor now, and the steps get steeper and the air gets thinner, but I proceed. It's tough going. My legs are getting weaker. I stop to try and get my bearings, but the wine is making my head spin a little. A bad idea, I think, under these circumstances. My legs are heavy. My head is light. It feels like the carpet is moving underneath me. And down below, the clock chimes the half hour. Has it been that long already? I move to the last flight of stairs, narrower, steeper, each step an intense effort. The pounding in my head gets louder, and the image of the door, just one flight up, is obscured by cobwebs. I start to flail away at them. They wrap around my face. Oh, some of the cobwebs get in my mouth. The stairs feel like I'm on a treadwheel going nowhere. losing the power in my legs and the resolution to make it to the top. I hear music. Gentle music, soothing music from downstairs, and as my ears prick up, my nostrils flare too with the smell of fresh baked bread. And as I unwrap the cobwebs from my face, I'm engulfed with that smell that transports me to a simpler time, and I'm soothed, relaxed by the wine and the smells. I'm in a happy place. And conveniently, like a Stairmaster Plus, I'm transported back to the bottom of the stairs. I smile. I'm happy. I'm safe. There's a tap, tap, tap like a bird on the window. Not a Hitchcock bird, the first of a thousand tapping on the window, but more like a friendly dove, bird of a flock of just one kind of tapping. Like a nagging doubt might tap you on the shoulder. Tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap, tap. It all starts to make sense now. I've got to get to the room at the top of the stairs. Would you like some champagne? What? Don't pay any attention to them. Don't pay any attention to the voices in your head. I'm looking at the temptations. Not the temptations, the temptations, the inducements and distractions placed in my path. That wasn't freshly baked bread I smelled halfway up the stairs. It was dough. The real dough. Cheddar. I look down. The carpet pattern is weird. The peeling wallpaper is a pattern I can't decipher. It's not a pattern on the walls. There are words, notwithstanding the foregoing, in the event that, providing that the songs will be technically and commercially acceptable, perpetuity, shall not be deemed to be delivered until the term, with a capital T, jointly and severally. The signs on the doors come into focus. I'm not in a haunted house. This isn't some Halloween prank excitement with an exit door. This is my life. This is my career. I'm trapped inside a recording contract. Help! Help me!